This is Pentecost Sunday, June the 5th, 2022. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, glorify your name. May in all that we do, help us to make you known, to be witnesses, to obey you, to love you. Let me now open my mouth and may your words fill it and our hearts receive it. That you and you alone will be glorified. Amen. I am going to read you from the first chapter of Acts, verse 4 and 5. On one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." To live as a Christian, we cannot do it alone and unaided. It is a frank impossibility. And the Lord Christ knew this. And so he issues the command that I just read to you. So important was the gift of the Holy Spirit to us that Jesus told them elsewhere in John 16, "I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment." And he then goes on to expand on this in John 16, verse 12 and following. "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. And that is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you." So let's look at what happened when the Holy Spirit came on these disciples. They went from hiding behind locked doors out of fear to bursting those doors open and preaching the gospel to anyone who would listen. And not only so, but the words they spoke had power from God to convert and convince people of the truth of Christ crucified, and people were converted. So these scaredy-cat disciples were no longer afraid of persecution. Indeed, the more they were persecuted, the more the gospel spread. Is it not then obvious that you and I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit also? We also need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not just once, but all of the time. Scripture talks of our needing to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit, and also that we are not to quench and grieve the Spirit. In other words, we are to live lives that always seek to be obedient to the Lord Jesus. As we love Jesus, we obey him, and so comes the Holy Spirit into our lives. And so he says in John 14, "If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Now, there is much, much confusion in today's church about this word love. How then can we define love? Well, Jesus does it for us. In John chapter 14, 15 and 16, if you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Lord Jesus lives within the Christian through God's indwelling spirit. And so you read in verse 17, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit reveals the truth of Christ to us, the truth of who Jesus is, the truth of what he has done. The Spirit of God makes the Lord Jesus Christ real to us. The Holy Spirit teaches us the truth, and Jesus told us that we would know this truth and that the truth would set us free, free to follow him, to love him, and obey him. How then can we describe or illustrate the difference between Christians who believe in Jesus and those who are filled with the Holy Spirit of Jesus? In England in the 20th century, there was an astrophysicist called Fred Hoyle. He was a brilliant man of international renown. He also wrote some really good science fiction novels. And one of his books was called October the 1st is Too Late. And in the book, he presents our world, but a world suddenly plunged into temporal dislocation. The United States is in the present time, but Europe is now back in the time of World War I. They wanted to stop World War I, but how to persuade the various countries to stop fighting? They took the leadership and put them together in a room and first played a piece of classical music using the gramophone technology of the time. It was, of course, very scratchy, quite quiet, and very inferior. And then they played the same musical piece on a modern stereo system. There was, of course, a monumental difference. And that, these leaders were told, describes the difference in power and quality of your weaponry compared to that of ours. If you don't sign a peace treaty, we will unleash our weapons on you. Suffice it to say that in the book, World War I ended very quickly. Now, that illustration goes some way to describing our discipleship lived in our own strength compared to our lives empowered by the Holy Spirit. We have to be filled with God's Spirit. We must then live lives that are dedicated to obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to pursue holiness. We have to hunger and thirst for his righteousness. We must give over to God more and more of our life. You see, the more we live lives that are pleasing to the Lord, the more we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and the more we will live lives that love and obey him more. With all of this in mind, I want to emphasize that Pentecost was not just an isolated event, one to be observed, but rather an event to be experienced and celebrated daily in all kinds of ways within our lives. The Lord Jesus tells us to pray for the Holy Spirit. I urge you to do this. In addition, I urge you to self-examination, asking yourself, well, how much room is there in my life so that I may obey Jesus and be his disciple? What must I renounce? What must I give up and let go of in order that I may obey him more closely and receive, therefore, more of his nature and spirit? This question is something I ask myself often. I say, Lord Jesus, what must I do to obey you today? Empower me to follow you. So to those who hear me, I implore you, do not merely observe Pentecost any longer. Rather, experience it within your life as a disciple of Christ and live a life that glorifies him. Amen.